cute. Now, let's see. Oh, yes. Yes, I got it. A young man from the Amazon put nightgowns of his grandma's on. The reason that he is too fat to get his own pajamas on. He's going out for glory, for glory, for glory. He's going out for glory, 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 oh. He's going out for glory. Oh, God.
What's the matter with you? You beat? You didn't ask if you was out there? Huh?
Well, it's either me or my twin brother.
You or your kid twin brother? Land of Goshen, don't you know who you are?
No, you see, me and my twin brother look so much alike that I can never tell which is which.
Ah, oh, what's the matter with you?
Well, that's a fact. That's a fact. Nobody can tell the difference. Even my mother.
You mean she didn't know which was you and which was your brother? Well, suppose she wanted to call you. They call you for your meals. What would she do?
Oh, she didn't have to call us to our meals. We was there already.
Yeah. Well, all right. But what I got to say to you, Hector...
Say, you know, I got into all kinds of trouble just on account of my brother.
Now, what kind of trouble?
Well, at school, for instance. When he was bad, they used to give me the licking.
Yeah?
Yeah. And when we both went to work, why, they give him my pay. And when he got a divorce from his wife, I had to pay his alimony.
Well, you don't tell me.
Yes. Yeah, but I got even with him.
How'd you do that?
I died, and they buried him.
All right, just never mind the smart aleck now, because I've got something to say.
Say, Mr. Winterbottom, you haven't got a twin brother, have you?
No, I ain't. No brothers or sisters.
Well, did your father and mother ever have any children?
Why, of course they did. They had one son.
One son, huh? Boy or girl?
Now, just a second, Hector. I got a mic to say to you. You ought to be ashamed to show your face around here.
Why, what's the matter with my face? Isn't it clean?
Well, it could be cleaner. If I was you and running for mayor, I'd wash my face.
You know, I thought about that once.
Mm-hmm.
But shoot, supposing I'd wash it and then not get elected.
Well, you won't get elected. You don't need to have no question about that. You certainly was showed up at the rally the other night.
You mean I was showed up by Harold Newbride?
No, I don't. I mean you were showed up by your boss, the editor of the Corn Center Gazette. The idea of you putting all that stuff in the paper about yourself while the editor was away. Making people believe that the Gazette was supporting you for mayor.
Oh, it's cute.
Yes, you're suddenly disgraced around here. Fired right from your job right in front of the whole darn town. What do you think people think about you?
Shoot, I don't know. But they all like my campaign song. Mm. Say, you want to hear a new verse I just made up? It's a pepper.
No, I don't want to hear no new verse. All I want is for you to get away from this store and service station and stay away. You made enough trouble for me in Ebbsit, too. The way you hang around here, folks will think we're backing you up.
Well, shoot, you're going to vote for me, ain't you?
No, we're not.
Well, gosh, you surely ain't going to vote for Harold Newbride and the fellow Vestra, are you?
We ain't going to vote for them, neither. No, I ain't saying who we're going to vote for. In fact, just a second. Now, you go on, Hector, and get away from here. I wash my hands, you said.
Do what to me?
Wash my hands.
That's a good idea. They need it.
Say, Dad, during your hide, you just dare to come around here again.
What's going on out here?
Oh, that dad darn Hector. I'm through with him. Putting that stuff in the paper about himself and making people believe the editor read it.
Yeah, I don't blame the editor none for firing him.
No, and he's finished as far as getting elected mayor, too.
You suppose Harold Newbride will get him?
Well, I don't know, Eb. Harold Newbride's a nice young feller. I reckon he could swing quite a mite of votes if that there fella Vestry wasn't running for sheriff on the same ticket. You know, Vestry ain't so darn popular.
Well, he ain't so darn popular with me.
Yeah.
Dad Burnham, that's one thing certain. Mm. And if he keeps coming into the store here and making trouble... I'm going to lose my temper and light into him.
Yes.
And what I wanted to ask you, I got that there diver suit unpacked.
Yes.
What are we going to do with the darn thing?
Well, I don't know. Tried to sell it, I suppose. Tell you, you might make a sign and put on it, take me home for $5. Nifty.
Well, I wish you'd make up your mind. What'll I do with it?
Well, let's see. Maybe you better put it in the window so the people outside will see it and come in. No, wait. You put it outside so the people outside will come in, that's it.
I reckon you mean put it outside so the people inside will come out.
I don't neither. I mean put it inside the window. The people...
What, say?
I said the people...
Put the people inside the window?
No, you darn fool. Put the...
Oh, put the people inside the diver.
Oh, consigned, I ain't talking about the people.
Wait, what?
Talking. The people are...
I don't hear no people talking.
I didn't say there was people talking.
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
I did not. I said put the suit inside the out.
Put it inside out? You're crazy.
I don't mean inside out. I mean out in... Oh, hang the darn thing up in the back room there.
Why in tarnation didn't you say so in the first place?
Yes. Old man is ghosting you.
It is coming.
Oh, now howdy, Hortense. Fill it up.
Check your oil, Hortense.
No, not now. Oh, dear, I've just gone through the most trying incident.
What was that you said it was, Hortense?
A trying incident.
How do you like it?
Like what?
That accident we just tried.
I didn't say it was an accident. I said it was an incident. I just ran over one of Mrs. Snyder's chickens and...
On purpose?
No, of course not. It was an accident.
Why, Hortense, just a second ago you said it wasn't an accident.
I didn't.
Well, of course you did.
I said...
Suddenly you did.
Yes, you did.
Well, if you listen, I'll tell you what I said. Running over the chicken was an accident, but the incident was with Mrs. Snyder. She saw me do it, and she's very angry about it. She said it was her crying hand.
Well, you always was a mite careless without that car of yours, Hortense. If I was your paw,
I'm not careless. Huh? Mrs. Snyder ought to watch out for her crying hand. She was lying in the dust in the middle of the road.
Mrs. Snyder was laying in the middle of the road?
No, the hand. I swung to one side, but she jumped up and ran right in front of the car. Mrs. Snyder saw me run over her. She's very angry about it.
Well, if I was a hen and got run over by a car, I'd be pretty darn angry, too.
I mean, Mrs. Snyder is angry.
Oh.
Now, listen. I don't want my father to hear about this. You think you could replace the hen, Mr. Winterbottom?
Me replace her? Why, Hortense, I can't lay eggs.
I mean, get her another hen. I'm willing to pay you, of course.
Well, why don't you just pay Mrs. Snyder for the chicken?
I offered to, but she won't listen to reason when she talks to me. She acts like her chickens were worth their weight in gold. She's a regular old Shylock.
Shies rocks at what?
I don't...
She shies rocks at the chickens.
No, she...
You mean she shies rocks at her own chickens? She's crazy.
I didn't say she shies rocks. I said she was a Shylock. That's a cruel, grasping character from one of Shakespeare's plays. He asked for a pound of flesh nearest a man's heart.
Well, you don't tell me.
And then when they said he could have it, what else do you think he asked for?
Some bones for the dog.
Well,
Hortense, I'll tell you, don't worry none about that there, hen. We'll get a new one for Mrs. Snyder, and you can pay us when you drop by again.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Winterbottom.
Oh, say, Hortense, been on your vacation yet?
No, I put it off until this week, so I could be there for the aquatic meet.
What kind of meet's that?
Why, Eb, you know what aquatic meet is. It's the meat you get off an aquatic. Doing good, too, if it's cooked right.
No, aquatic. It's in the water.
Yes, Eb, it's in the water. It's a kind of fish.
It isn't a fish. An aquatic meet is a contest, a swimming contest. I'm going to be in it. I'm leaving tonight.
Well, sakes alive, Hortense. I didn't know you was a fancy swimmer.
I go in for diving. I'm very good at a swan dive.
What kind of dive?
Swan. You know what a swan is. It's a big bird that you get down off of.
Well, how'd you get down off of it?
Yes, and how'd you get up on it?
You don't get up on it.
Why, you'd have to get up on Hortense before you could get down.
Yes, but... Oh, never mind. Oh, what about my swimming suit?
My Hortense, didn't your pa tell you about that?
Yes, he told me there had been a mistake.
Yes.
But, my gracious, you certainly have time to remedy it by this time. I simply must... to work when I'm diving.
Oh, well, if you want a diving suit, Hortense, we can fix you right up. Go get that diving suit.
Never mind now. Just send it to me. Care of the Ritz-Law Hotel. And be sure now.
Yes, and we'll send it, Hortense, right off. We'll send it today, so it'll be there just as soon as you are.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And goodbye.
So long, Hortense.
Yes, have a good time while you're waiting there.
Oh, dagnabbit. Why didn't you tell her she'd have to take it along with her? Now I gotta crate the darn thing up again. What in tarnation's the matter with you?
Well, I just heard a new verse to glory while I was over at the post office. Lem Butler made it up.
For God's sake. People are making up verses of that song all over, ain't they?
Yeah.
In fact, he gets as many votes for mayor as he has people singing his dead darn song. He'll be elected.
Yes, but he won't be elected. Don't worry none about that.
Well, how does Lamb Butler's verse go?
Well, let's see now. Can't seem to remember the first line. Let's see. Something about it. Oh, yes, yes, I got it. Listen. Little Benny had a fit. His mother didn't notice it. It didn't hurt the boy a bit. In fact, it was a Benny fit.
Benny fit, did you get it?
He's going out for glory, for glory, for glory. He's going out for glory. Glory, glory, oh.
Oh, well, howdy, Miss Newbride.
Hi, Miss Newbride. Something for you today?
Yes. Now, what was it? Oh, yes. What have you in the shape of celery?
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb? What's it like?
Same as celery, only it's bloodshot.
I think I'd better not take any. I've never tried it before, and if it weren't fresh, I wouldn't know the difference. Yes, I knew there was something else. It's for Harold. He's having trouble with his liver. What's good to put on one's liver?
Bacon.
Well, I'll take some of that.
You get it first, Abby.
Yes, yes. About how much do you want, Miss Newbride?
Well, how do you sell it? By the yard? The same as cloth?
Why, no, ma'am. No, but a slice. You see, bacon comes off a hog.
Sliced off a hog?
Yeah.
Oh, how painful. Well, I'll take 4 slices.
Yes, ma'am.
And, Mr. Winterbottom, do those glasses you wear magnify?
Why, yes, yes, and they magnify a mite.
Well, would you mind taking them off while you're slicing the bacon?
Say, how's your husband these days, Miss Newbride?
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm so worried about Harold.
What's the matter?
I just don't know, but I...